Thank you, Chris. We'll kick off this last news slot with some charity-related news, with a sleep out for the homeless, and a new Monopoly board is created for charity. Not so charitable is the news that the fund held by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to enable private hospitals to attack its waiting lists is spent out, with the result that several patients are disappointed as their operations are cancelled. We hope to interest you with the variety of perhaps quirky news in this last news slot, with totem poles in the city, a bingo bonanza, and the sale of Carrow Bridge House. Those and other items make up our last batch of news this week. More than 200 people bedded down for a night under the stars and rain clouds in Norwich to raise money and awareness for the city's homeless. The Benjamin Foundation's big sleep out returned to Carrow Road car park, where fundraisers tucked themselves into sleeping bags for a chilly night in the open. Now in its fifth year, the event had a record attendance of around 220, up 50% on 2018. And the donations total has already surpassed the £50,000 mark, with more money still to come in. Ex-Norwich City player Dean Ashton, who joined fellow former Canaries Darren Huckabee, Adam Drury, Grant Holt and Jeremy Goss in the sleep out, said, "What got me was not necessarily how cold it was, but how incredibly uncomfortable it is to just sleep on tarmac. So I really struggled with that. We were here to experience even a fraction of what it's like for someone who genuinely has to sleep rough." Chris Elliott, marketing and fundraising manager at the Benjamin Foundation, said, "The 220 people who took part have been gaining sponsorship for their challenge, and the money they raise will give local young people who haven't had the best start in life the opportunity to get back on track and shape a better future."
A Norwich Italian restaurant is enjoying a slice of success after being ranked the best in the city on TripAdvisor. Saporita in St Andrew's Hill has been rated the top restaurant in Norwich on the review site, boasting a five-star rating from 112 reviews. The business is owned by Veronica Iapichino, who moved to England from Italy 6 years ago, and she opened Saporita in February 2017 as she wanted to serve authentic food in a relaxed setting. They serve pizza by the slice, focaccia, paninis and charcuterie, which is all made on-site by Miss Jacopino's mum, Patrizia Bozzo, who previously owned a pizza kiosk in Milan. Saporita, which is the Italian word for tasty, also made it to the finals of the English Italian Awards 2018 for the best family-owned restaurant and best Italian restaurant in October 2018.
A grandmother has been left unable to walk after an operation was cancelled at the 11th hour because her hospital can no longer afford the private referral. Betty Batterley from Dereham had been due to undergo a replacement hip operation on November the 30th at the Spire Private Hospital in Norwich, having been referred by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. But last week, the 81-year-old received a phone call from NNUH saying the operation had been cancelled for financial reasons. Mrs. Batterley has instead been placed on a general waiting list and faces the prospect of dealing with awful pain for another 9 months. She is one of 131 patients whose scheduled operations and treatment have been postponed.
If you've ever wanted to own a slice of Hunstanton Beach or a house next to Wells Harbour, now's your chance. The Norfolk Hospice has launched an official limited edition Monopoly board to celebrate its 35th birthday. Locations featured include Pensort, Fakenham Racecourse, Wells Beach, Sandringham, Houghton Hall and Burcham Windmill. Also featured are Cromer Pier, Blakeney Seals, the Adrian Flux Arena, Pentney Abbey and Oxnead Hall. To 29 Bar and Restaurant in Burnham Market is the headline sponsor. Owner Tim Roberts said, "I absolutely love the idea of a North and West Norfolk monopoly. The area of outstanding natural beauty and historic interest deserves to be immortalised in a monopoly board and gives everyone the opportunity to support the wonderful work of the Norfolk Hospice, Tapping House, where I have seen firsthand the incredible work that they do. The game will go on sale at the beginning of December."
An historic building which provides a familiar sight to Norwich City fans on the way to games has been snapped up for more than £250,000. Carrow Bridge House, which sits on the banks of the River Wensum next to Carrow Bridge, was placed up for auction at the end of October after Norfolk County Council agreed to dispose of it as an asset. And now, after a fierce bidding war between more than a dozen prospective buyers, the former bridge master's home was bought for a six-figure sum. The former bridge master's house is believed to have been originally built around 1920 and could now be facing a grand design style refurbishment.
It could be the luckiest bingo hall in the county. Norwich's Mecca Bingo on Aylsham Road has handed out two £50,000 wins within just 4 months. And its manager, Jeanette McCracken, said the news had definitely created something of a buzz in the air for its players. "There's a feeling of, it could have been me, she said. "Everyone is pleased for the winners." She added, "You could win £50,000 on the national game any day. It's always possible." They're not the only success stories at the Norwich Hall, where other players have bagged £15,000 to £18,000 in the last few months. Mrs. McCracken said the hall was doing things differently and was welcoming around 300 new customers every week.
A man who has dedicated more than 40 years to investing in and improving the Norfolk tourism scene has been honoured with a national award for his commitment to the industry. Len Funnell, who has spent the last four decades buying, refurbishing and managing boatyards across the county and is credited with playing a key role in modernising Broads boating, cottages and holiday parks, was named inaugural winner of the Hugh Grayson Outstanding Contribution to UK Tourism Award during Hoseason's annual Owners' Conference in Brighton.
The identity of the friendly feline who has been making headlines by popping around the shops and visiting the supermarket in a village near Norwich has been revealed. Meet Pumpkin, the six-year-old rescue cat who has been turning heads in Thorpe Marriott with his regular visits to Tesco on Acres Way, just a few doors down from his home. Members of staff at the Tesco Express branch have this week said the mischievous Moggy had been banned from the store. However, his owner says he is causing no harm. Pumpkin lives with grandmother and cat lover Jo Harding, her husband Lee, daughter Abby and granddaughter Amelia, along with seven other cats and a dog. He moved in 2.5 years ago, after the family took him in from a local rescue centre. Pumpkin's Facebook page can be found by searching Pumpkin Hardy.
A glittering award ceremony recognised the hard work and dedication of healthcare heroes at the county's biggest hospital. Almost 300 volunteers and staff from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital celebrated at the annual staff awards held at Open in Norwich last Friday. Hosted by ITV News Anglia presenter Jonathan Willis, 29 staff and 14 teams received awards from nearly 700 nominations across the trust. Sam Higginson, NNUH Chief Executive, said, "It has been an honour and a privilege to meet so many worthy winners and to thank them personally for their ongoing efforts to improve patient care."
the way the budget for the Northern Distributor Road spiralled by £56.5 million should be investigated by an external auditor, councillors have decided. The budget for the 12.5-mile road, also known as the Broadland Northway, went up from the £148.5 million estimated in 2013 to the current prediction of £205 million. Norfolk County Council bosses admit lessons need to be learned about the way the contract was awarded and managed. And the scheme came under the spotlight at a meeting of the Council's Scrutiny Committee. Readers of this newspaper were invited to suggest questions to be posed at the committee. Issues raised included oversight of the contract, the design of the roundabouts, and the loss of trees along the route. Officers explained how contractor Balfour Beatty had submitted more than 1,300 compensation events requests for costs above and beyond that of the original contract. Officers said those, along with issues with Network Rail, diverting utilities, redesigns and poor weather, had pushed up the price of the scheme.
Bulletproof coffee and edible flowers are on the menu at a new cafe which has opened in Norwich. Nourish has opened in Grove Road and is selling nutritiously conscious meals, cakes and drinks. Emma Risby is the owner of the cafe and wanted to bring something different to Norwich, thanks to her background as a nutrition lecturer and athlete. The Run Norwich 2017 winner wants to offer something for everyone on her entirely home-cooked menu. Mrs. Risby works with in-house artisan baker Rose Webster to create everything from traditional Victoria sponges to her gluten and dairy-free anti-inflammatory chocolate milk. Mrs. Risby explained, "As the name suggests, I wanted to have a menu that was really delicious but was also good for you. Among favourites are our berry pancakes, which are topped with berry compote, cardamom butter and maple syrup, as well as a seasonal topping like edible flowers or stewed rhubarb." She went on, "Our bulletproof coffee is also really popular. It's made with ghee, which is a clarified butter."